This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Team is taking the Thanksgiving holiday off so we can be with our families. You're listening to the best of Radio Law Talk.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back to Hour 2 with Todd Kuhnin, Frederick Penny, and our illustrious producer, Cal Hunter. The three of us are here without Chris Rodriguez, which is not unusual, and Denise Dirks. We miss Denise. We don't really miss Chris.
Let me tell you something. I didn't get into this first hour.
Yeah. He's gone again.
Yeah, he's gone again. We're going to get another saying. We've got to get those little kids in and do another saying.
Where's Todd?
I want to hear one of those kids say, "Your pal Cal." That's what
okay,
I
want. Let's do that. We'll bring them in and do that.
Here's my personal favorite.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake.
It's the way she says the word fee.
Exactly. I know. Repeat that again. That was pretty good.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake.
That's awesome.
That's freaking awesome. I agree. That's great. So, you know, I was in San Diego yesterday, and it was illegal where I have a partner down in the San Diego area I do work with, and we were down there, and I flew in the morning and flew out in the evening. Then I went to the Sam Smith concert last night.
And boy, are my arms tired.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry. It's an old joke, but I had to use
it. Yeah, thanks, Cal. Nobody gets it out there. So
oh, they
okay.
do, too.
Okay. Well, here's the interesting thing about San Diego. What a beautiful place. But they want – there is these individuals. I'm not going to go into details, but we went down to the Yacht Harbor. And talk about a different – interesting life. As one of the attorneys said, and I'm going to quote, as we were sitting there before our flight, relaxing on a 98-foot yacht. Let me repeat that. 98-foot, three-story yacht.
How many gun placements are on that thing?
I don't know.
Huge.
He said, wow. Quote, I could get used to this.
Was that you that said
no,
that?
I thought that, but he said it. But what a beautiful town. What a beautiful, the harbor's beautiful, the water. And I'm kind of more of a mountain type person. I like mountain streams and the mountains. And I went down there and I just said, you know, that wouldn't be such a bad life to sit on that. What a gorgeous, I'm telling you, wow.
I went to law school in San Diego, so I lived down there for 3 years, and I'll tell you, I did not go to the beach for the first two of the 3 years of law school because I knew if I did that my grades would suffer because I would never want to leave.
Yeah, it's a beautiful town.
I mean, I went from undergrad work in Utah, where you have four full seasons.
Right.
Winter, summer, fall, spring, okay?
Actually, I thought it was two, summer and winter.
Well, still, you get the briskness in the fall and stuff. And then you go down to San Diego, where the difference in temperature between the seasons is maybe 10 degrees.
And the only beaches are Sunset Beaches.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
I'm sitting there on the top of this yacht. Yeah, thanks, Cal.
I'm helping Todd out here a little bit. So.
And I'm looking, and I look out, and you can see Coronado Island.
Mm-hmm.
You could see the ocean. And I didn't know it. They said a boat ride on one of these yachts is about a 4.5-hour drive to Ensenada, Mexico. And I'm like,
what, a drive?
A boat drive. Okay. Whatever you call it.
I don't think you drive.
No. No, you don't. You don't sail a motorboat. These are motorboats.
Even in the Navy, they talk about, you know, the aircraft carrier goes out and they'll say, well, we set sail, whatever.
Okay.
I think it's just a term of art. But, you know, Gilligan's Island was only a 3-hour tour.
That's
so
exactly
four,
right.
Wow.
It was a 4.5-hour tour. And this is the best part. And the guy that I met that owned this yacht was a really nice guy, that construction guy. And he said to me, Yeah, you laugh at how every time he takes the yacht, everyone's like, oh, let me help pay for the gas. And he goes, well, I tell him, or he goes, a lot of people don't even ask to pay for the gas. And he said, well, I fill up with the 400 gallons at, what, about $4 or $5 a gallon? They're like, I go, did anybody ever pay? He goes, yeah, one guy gave me $50. And I said, you know what? With $1,000, take a yacht. It's on Mexico, 98, basically a 100-foot yacht for 4 or 5 days. I think Todd and I and Cal would go to Walmart and work if we had to for the 5 days and pay the $1,000.
I'd do it. I'd row in a rubber dinghy. I would just think it would be fun.
That would be awesome. And it's funny because I know this is anecdotal, but as I walked around the beautiful yacht, I said, this is beautiful. It is the most gorgeous yacht. And I said, except
that is armadillo.
I said, you know what? No jacuzzi. How do you have a 98, almost 100-foot yacht and no jacuzzi? And as I walked around the back, the guy goes, with a little finger, goes, come here. And you couldn't tell. And all of a sudden, this thing was covered up, lifted up. There's a big old jacuzzi built in to the back part of the yacht.
Oh, so, sure. Yeah,
I'm done. After Radio Law Talk, I'm going to go back and get to know that person more.
Yes.
And work on my $1,000 of gas.
How long is a bowling alley? Can you fit one of these?
Yeah, good luck bowling in high seas. Yeah. Just strike. Hey, the pins fell down.
I thought the big luxury suites have, I mean, the big luxury liners have skating rinks, ice skating rinks. And you see they do the jumping. And it's like, what? How do you do that while they're cruising? All right, we'll get off topic there. But we're going to do a case or no case. We're going to talk about Cohen and Manafort this hour. We're going to talk about the Asia Argento issue. Is that how you say Argento?
Is it Argento or Argentino?
Argento.
Okay. And then we're going to talk about the Golden State Killer. But before we do that, can we start a case or no case?
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Remember, if you want to call in 855 Law Radio or tweet us at Radio Law Talk and tell us what your case or no case is. We got smoked last hour by Cal.
Yeah, you really did. That was a shame, too. I hated to see that. So now...
because you seem really broken up over that Cal.
I'm just sick about it. Okay, now, I take you to the land of England, jolly old, where a law student decided to write a book called Business Zero to Superhero. And wouldn't you know it, Marvel and DC Comics sued him, saying, we own the title of superhero. You may not use it. We insist that you cease and desist using the word, and by the way, with no capital even on the S for superhero, you may not use the word superhero. That's ours. And I'm going to start with you this time, Fred, if I may.
Yeah, you know what?
Case or no case?
I think it's a case. And doggone, I'm probably wrong, but I truly think that's a case. It's out of England. And I believe that's an issue of a superhero, whether they do or don't have a trademark or registered, which I bet they do. And it's at Marvel, right? Marvel Comics?
DC and Marvel both.
Yeah. And I think they win because I think they have the trademark, and that's a slam dunk. That's a case, and they win.
So you're saying Marvel wins?
Yep.
Interesting. Mr. Kunin, what do you think? Case or no case, and what would the outcome have been?
All right. So I'm going to say that it's not a case.
Crud.
And I'm going to say it's not a case for this reason.
It's too intelligent.
Because DC and Marvel are rivals. You have the DC Universe, the Marvel Universe. How can two separate entities combinedly hold a trademark on the term superhero? They both use them, and they're different entities.
Haven't you heard of the League of Nations?
Yeah.
The League of Superheroes? Whatever.
So I get one entity saying, I own it, I'm coming after you, but have two separate entities? I mean, that would be like the Canadian Football League and the NFL telling everybody else, look, we combinedly own the word football, so you guys stop using it somewhere else. So I'm going to say it's not a case because you have two separate entities and superhero is just too generic of a term. And I think that you're trying to fool us because you got us on Comic-Con. And
I think you're right.
I think this is not a case.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you a chance to change if you want to take away points if you're wrong.
The thing is I have to stick to my answer.
Let's talk
about it when we come back because I think you're right. I didn't catch the... the two issues with Marvel and what's the other one?
DC.
DC, yeah. But, yeah, I think you're right. I think Todd's going to win this one. Fred's going to lose again and catch nobody. We're going to be right back with a little bit of music, and then we're going to find out who's right or wrong with Case or No Case.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate U is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate U gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate U has venture capitalists, and Accelerate U has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate U launched 30 successful go-to-markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate U is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone, make the call. Accelerate U, 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for Accelerate U.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is this.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
So. listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Give me my lashings, Cal. Give me my lashings. I know I'm going to lose this because it's too intelligent and it came across well.
Yeah, I don't know.
Case or no case?
Well, I'm just going to remind people that the issue was a young man in Britain, a law student, decided to write a book, and the title of the book was From Zero to Superhero. It was a business success book, a life-motivating book. And Marvel and DC came after him and sued him and said, we own the title Superhero. You may not use it. Fred said it's a case and plaintiff prevails. Todd said it was no case and Cal made up something out of, well, cloth that it turns out you can't cut with the scissors. You know, superhero costume cloth.
It just occurred to me there may be a third option, which is it is a case, but plaintiff does not prevail.
Well, of course.
Which would give you appointment and me still a point and me still nothing. But I'm going to stick with my, I don't think it's a case.
You don't think it's a case. So those of you who do not think it's a case, that would be Todd Kunin. You may raise your hand and...
Yes! Fred finally does it! Oh, man.
The headline reads, law student beats DC Comics and Marvel in superhero lawsuit.
Oh, yes. Good for him.
Graham Jules, British businessman and law student, successfully outlasted DC and Marvel after the two companies sent him a joint cease and desist letter after word got out that Jules planned to publish his self-help book, Business Zero to Superhero. Both companies said, we have a trademark on superhero and you can't use it. Well, I mean, this is a legal department in a company obviously going completely over the deep end. And so, as it all turns out, Jules wins, and it underscores the notion, according to this opinion on the case, that not every word enjoys bulletproof trademark status under all circumstances.
Right. He's kind of using it differently. He's using it more in a different sense. It's like using the name in a restaurant compared to in an automotive setting.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? Right. So if you had a linguine colored car, for example.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Or that's right. So he's using.
What was the law student's last name? Was it Jewel?
Yes, J-U-L-E-S. Graham Jules.
Graham Jules.
Graham J-U-L-E-S.
Like you to meet my daughter family.
Graham Jules. And that, folks, is Case or No Case. And by the way, today, only one point has been scored on Case or No Case.
At least I got a point.
And that point is from Mr. Frederick Penny.
Oh, yes. And okay, where's the big applause? I want applause.
You want the big applause.
I want the big applause. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you, right now, if Rodriguez is listening, his faith in me has been shattered. Because after last week, he was convinced that I had figured out your tell that I could read you because of the number of times there was at one time that I texted in when I was on assignment and I could tell before you were even finished with the description. I just know it's not a case, but Rodriguez, if you're listening, I do not know what Cal's tell is, and if I thought I did, he has changed it.
855 Law Radio, you want to talk to Todd and I, or even Cal, give us a call, or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. When I rolled back from, I'm going to call it vacation/work, because I don't have vacations. I work during my vacations. I rolled back on a Monday evening. This is of this week. Yeah, of this week. Tuesday morning, my phone, late morning, my phone is blowing up. And who's on the phone? Producers of different shows across. As you know, I'm the radio USA Radio Network's chief legal analyst, or one of their legal analysts. And also, I'm a host of Radio Law Talk, so I get calls from different shows. And I'm going to do a plug for Todd Kunin. Those of you out there who know or have heard me on different radio shows across the country, Todd Kunin is just as much helping me out as I am. We consult one another.
When his phone blows up, mine blows
up. That's exactly right. And so does or Denise, or Rodriguez rarely, because he never answers his phone. But so I'll call Denise, I'll call Todd, and I'll say, this is what I think. I'm going to be on the air in 30 minutes. You know, what do you think? And Todd is really a good help, and so is Denise. They both help out, and we consult with one another, and this is a team effort, and thank you very much.
Interesting, he's never called me.
Yeah, no, I don't call him. Cal, what do you think about this legal issue? And you know what they'll say? Well, that's a case or no case. Yeah.
Exactly. Don't use it.
You're going to have to do a case or no case of Cohen or Manafort or something.
Cal suggests, okay, now when you go on the air, what I want you to say to the host is this. I think you're making it up.
That's right.
Okay, I don't think it's true.
Exactly. Manafort's all
it's a myth.
It's a myth. Yeah. Not going to pull the Jones thing. But anyway, so I get these calls, and my phone's blown up. Here it is. I go on vacation. And at the same time, they knew I was back. So Cohen goes, Fred's back. I'm going to plead. And the jury goes, Mr. Penny's back from vacation/work. We need to give him some work. So here we go. Manafort, we're gonna find him guilty. So let's talk about those two. So I've been on the air and I've talked about it. Todd and I have opined on it behind the scenes. Again, we're talking about general topics of law. Don't take this as, you know, hard and fast. But let's talk first, Todd, about Cohen. This is an important thing. Cohen, for those of you who know, and again, everyone's been talking about it, we're going to give you a little bit of different twist on it because we're lawyers. Cohen is Trump's lawyer. He's what I would call general counsel, the way it sounds. He is his longtime lawyer. He takes care of things for him. He's what some would consider a general counsel. That's an important person in your life as an individual, as a business person, whatever. That person should be your most sacred, almost I call it the sacred cow. He, number one, Cohen, records him.
Yep.
How do you record your client? I don't get it. I'm a real proponent, I'm telling you, of the attorney-client privilege. I think it is the most important thing, whether you're liberal, conservative, or down the middle. It is the most important thing our society has to protect us against government intrusion. Right? Or any type of intrusion into your life, you have one specific person that you can consult with. So what Cohen does is he comes out and he pleads this week and gets a deal with Mueller about and getting... Go ahead.
Well, I don't think it was Mueller.
No, he didn't plead yet, but they're saying he's going to plead. We'll be right back in 15 after the break here. We're going to talk about what kind of Todd and I think about Cohen.
More Radio Law Talks coming up. Don't go away. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. Ah! We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable, things you want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to LETTYandCompany.com. Letty & Company.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate You is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate You gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate You has venture capitalists, and Accelerate You has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate You launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate U is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate U. 916-BETTER-ZERO.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Demonstrators in Paris called the Yellow Jackets clash with police on the famed Champs-Élysées as they protest against rising fuel prices. Thousands of police officers try to contain the protests and roadblocks by drivers angry not only about the fuel prices, but Emmanuel Macron's presidency in general. In San Francisco, the Golden Gate Ferry crashes into the dock. This witness, Kelly Sherber, who was dining at a restaurant in the San Francisco Ferry building, tells KGO-TV she was frightened to see the ferry barreling toward the building.
I thought it was going to go straight into the restaurant, so I started running the opposite direction.
The ferry struck so hard the boat will have to be towed, and it broke the concrete and metal railing on the deck. Two people reported minor injuries. Passengers on the boat and those sitting in the restaurant said they could tell the ferry was going way too fast. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Okay, back to Cohen. So a couple of little minor things. So Cohen did plead. At first it was just that he's going to plead. But you're right, he did plead. Todd, you correct me on that. That is correct. And even though this is all the general Mueller investigation, this was not, this was
this
in New York.
This was something that Mueller found, right, and they referred it to the New York,
right,
prosecute.
So here's the general law, those of you out there. On attorney-client privileged, it's an absolute privilege of, not the attorney, of the client.
That's right.
So Trump holds that privilege, not Cohen. All right. So there are exceptions to when the attorney-client privilege can be released. Or in other words, the attorney may talk about it. And number one is generally if there's a lawsuit against the lawyer, they can talk about attorney-client privilege because, you know, for maybe malpractice or something.
Yes.
The client waives it. Or let's say there's California, New York. Many states, including California, is if there is serious bodily harm going to occur or death, then the attorney can reveal the attorney-client privilege.
Yes, they may. They're not obligated to, but they may.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
Now, add one more thing to New York. New York adds, if the client is intentionally attempting or attempting to commit a crime.
That's right.
Okay. That is very broad. And what Todd and I were saying, here's Cohen sitting there. And again, this is not an issue of Trump. To us, Todd and I, this could happen to Obama or this is Clinton. I don't care. This is what's important to know. When your client comes to you, and let's assume the client's going to commit fraud, Todd. That's why he's coming to you, because he doesn't know. I mean, okay, I want you to do this. That's illegal. Oh, is it?
And this is what we talked about. Let's say, for example, hypothetically speaking, let's say Mr. Trump has settled lawsuits of various types. Now, mind you, Mr. Cohen has always been described as Donald Trump's fixer.
Right.
He's the one that they call to come in and, you know, let's see if we can take care of this before it gets to the level of a lawsuit being filed.
Which is a typical, that's what lawyers do. That's what lawyers
do. Before Donald Trump threw his hat in the ring to become president, there is absolutely nothing wrong with going to your attorney and saying, okay, this allegation has been levied against me by somebody.
Allegation.
And we want to go ahead and take care of it. It's just not worth the litigation. I didn't do it. Maybe he's saying, I didn't do it, but it's just not worth the litigation. Go ahead and pay the fee that they demand, and we'll take care of it. Nothing wrong with that. Happens all the time. Happens all the time with him. Okay. Now, there's two issues. What money was being used to pay those people? Again,
his personal money.
Again, before Donald Trump became a presidential candidate, it didn't really matter whether Cohen was using money from an account that was funded by Trump, and so it's really Trump's money that was being paid, or if Cohen was writing the check on his own, knowing at some point in time he'd be reimbursed by Trump. Nothing wrong with that there. At all whatsoever. But once Trump throws his hat in the ring to run for president, now there's a different set of rules that need to be applied. First, there still should be nothing wrong with paying somebody to settle a lawsuit.
It's called a claim.
That's right.
And it's it was a hush money. She had to sign a contract. Everybody does. They sign what's called a release.
There's nothing wrong with that.
That's typical.
The question is, what fund was it paid from? Now, if Cohen wrote a check to these, I think there's two separate women.
I think he wrote it out of his account first.
If Cohen had written the check out of an account that was funded by Donald Trump, no issue at all.
Right.
Because he's paying these people with Trump's money. However, where they're coming up with the problem here is you're saying, well, wait a second. Mr. Cohen, if you are paying this money to them out of your own personal account, hoping that someday you may be reimbursed or whatever, but you make the payment out of your own personal account because he is running for president, that's a campaign contribution. That's the theory of the case.
Right.
Now, that's what he pled to. He pled to a campaign violation because he is claiming that he paid money out of his own account to these individuals. Now, here's the problem that he's got. When this first story first broke, he said, I paid out of my own account, and Trump didn't know what I was doing. I did it on my own. He didn't have anything to do with it. So where is the president-elect or the candidate went to him and asked him to do something? His first statements already said that didn't happen. Okay, so if that didn't happen, where's the illegality on the part of Mr. Trump that would even remotely come close to justifying under New York state law the
disclosure
of personal information, confidential communication? It's not there.
With his attorney.
So the only other way that this could happen is if Mr. Cohen did talk to Mr. Trump beforehand about making these payments and making it out of his own personal account. But then, this is where I agree with you, Fred, where is the advice as the attorney to the client, you know what you're asking me to do, which we have done countless times before,
right?
What you are asking me to do now is illegal because it violates campaign finance law. We got these surreptitious recordings. Where's the recording where you hear the lawyer explaining that to his
client? What Cohen and his lawyer are saying, in my opinion, this is the way I see it, is, as clients roll in and talk to you as a lawyer, they better know what the law is. Otherwise, I'm going to reveal this to a prosecutor or a district attorney's office.
The slippery slope that their argument is creating is scary.
Dangerous.
Yes.
And I think if this goes to the Supreme Court, I hope they just pound it and say, no way. None of this is admissible because it's attorney-client privilege. And Trump is the only one, or Obama, or Clinton, and their lawyers are the only ones that have the right to release that.
Okay. And a true cynic from the outside, and I'm a cynical guy by nature, would say, and the only reason any of this is coming up is because Donald Trump won the election for the presidency. I don't want to even think. How much money did Bill Clinton pay Paula Jones? $850,000, something like that?
And that's okay.
Where did the money come from? Was it company money? Was it political donor money? Where did it come from?
But, yeah, would you, if Clinton's lawyer went out and started talking about what Clinton did, you would be against that, wouldn't you?
Exactly my point.
Yeah.
This is my point, that none of this has happened. So,
yeah.
Well, and here's the other thing, and this is going to dovetail into the Paul Manafort issue, okay? A lot of people think with Manafort that, look, this is a tax audit. Why is this becoming a criminal thing? Why is this a criminal issue when for anybody else it would be a tax audit? And the same question here with the Cohen issue, because there's some argument that the Obama campaign was fined up to $375,000 by the Federal Elections Commission because they underreported the amount of contributions that they had received, which is very similar to this. And that was a Federal Elections Commission fine, not a criminal investigation into anybody. Why is it that in the past these were all handled as tax audits or fines under the FEC, and now these are being handled by criminal prosecutions where people are facing jail time?
Okay.
Now we have a caller with, I think, an interesting question. Go ahead, caller. Your question, state it briefly if you can. We're getting a little short on time for this segment.
Okay, my question is, I think Trump is leaning towards pardoning Manafort, which I think he should, because Manafort stuck his neck out, and, you know, to help Trump. And real, very briefly, could you at some point cover this case of the Russian Maria Butino? They got her in solitary confinement now, which is a shameful thing. She's not Alger Hiss or anything, you know. She was basically extremely pro-American, a goodwill ambassador. She wasn't operating against the U.S. She's trying to get the two sides together. It's a shameful case, you know.
Interesting. Okay, thanks for the call. I know of that, but I don't know all the details.
Yeah.
But the presidential pardon is the
core. Yeah, I want to talk about the presidential pardon because I did discuss that on national radio this past week, and it's very interesting.
So with regard to Ms. Butino, I do agree that keeping people in solitary confinement, in my opinion, it's just my opinion, but look, when you're treating somebody the same way you treat enemies against the state that are terrorists in Guantanamo Bay, keeping them in solitary confinement and all that, in my opinion, it can only be for a limited number of reasons, one of which is to apply a lot of pressure to get them to turn evidence in a manner that you want. I don't know enough about her case, but I do agree that the treatment that she is receiving at this point seems a bit draconian and heavy-handed. And we're coming up on a break, so we'll come back.
Yeah, but we have a minute, so we will come back and talk more about Cohen. Pardoning is a big issue, and I'm going to talk to you about the pardoning issues that may occur. Even if Trump does pardon him, what some issues might occur with Manafort in the pardoning, because I talked about Cohen, I talked about Manafort, and Manafort's an interesting thing, too, because we got 10 more counts. What are they going to do with those extra 10 counts that he was not found guilty of? We're going to be back, talk about these things. We're also going to be back and talk about the duck boat issue, and give us a call at 855 Law Radio. Tweet us at Radio Law Talk, and you can always go to our website, www.radiolawtalk.com, or email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. We'll talk to you in a bit.
More Radio Law Talk coming up on your favorite radio station and at radiolawtalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutriMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing Nutramed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
remember, Todd, and we've talked about this, pardoning is for federal offenses only or federal court. The state courts or the state can now go against Manafort for state tax evasion or state issues, and the president cannot pardon someone from that.
That's right. So if you have somebody that is, again, it's limited to state courts. I'll give you an example. Michael Vick.
Right.
Everybody, Michael Vick and the dog ring and all that, he was prosecuted by both the federal jurisdiction as well as the state of Virginia. Now, Michael Vick never got a pardon for anything. But let's say, for hypothetical situation, that the president of the United States wanted to pardon Michael Vick for the federal stuff he was doing. He could do that, and Michael Vick would still stand convicted of the state charges, because the president's, it's the separation of powers, it's state sovereignty.
Right.
The president does not have the authority to pardon people for violations of state law.
Joe Aparo, the sheriff in Arizona, was pardoned by President Trump, but the state still may or try to go after him for state issues. They haven't, to my knowledge, or I don't know that they are, but they still can't. Now, here's a second issue I brought. We're talking about this, and you nodding about it. Remember, the Fifth Amendment allows you not to incriminate yourself. That's the whole issue.
Yes.
So say you get a pardon, say Manafort's pardoned. Now they say, okay, you've been pardoned. You have to testify about X, Y, and Z, because now you're not self-incriminating yourself because you're pardoned because of that. That could be another issue. So that is a thing that you can also think about. Okay, Manafort's pardoned, but then they're going to make him testify. It says you got to testify because now there's no issue here because you're not going to incriminate yourself because you're pardoned on that issue. But if I was him, I would say, well, he also, like you said, there could be a perjury. He might
That's
be worried
right.
about perjury.
He won't incriminate himself as to the subject matter about which he is being asked, whether or not he was hiding money and taxes and all that kind of stuff. But he could be subjecting himself to future liability if it could be construed that what he has said is perjurious. Now, there's something interesting about perjury and the ability to bring a perjury charge. Rudy Giuliani is taking a lot of heat over getting mixed up with words that he said, where truth is truth except when it's not the truth. It's like, people, what did you mean by that, Rudy? And here's what he meant. If I say that the light was red, and I testify under oath that the light was red, and then Fred, as an independent witness, comes in and says, I was in the car with him and the light was green, I can be brought up on perjury charges while the jury figures out whether or not Fred's version of the truth was correct or my version of the truth was correct. It's just that I gave it under oath and Fred did not. And if Fred is right, then I'm guilty of perjury. If Fred is wrong, then I'm not. But that doesn't stop the charges from being brought. That's what Giuliani was talking about. The threshold to bring charges is very low. Somebody says this happened, all the feds need is somebody else to come in and say, no, that didn't happen. Okay, now we got a perjury issue.
And by the way, as I used to tell reporters all the time, both of you are telling the truth, but there's only one fact in the case.
Yeah, both, that's
yes.
why they see it. People see things differently,
right.
believe
so
it or not.
Facts are the key, and that's different than the truth. And when Rudy Giuliani said, when the truth isn't the truth, he said, this person sees it this way, that person sees it
right.
that way. What
right.
do the media seize on? That Rudy Giuliani doesn't know the definition of truth, when in fact he was simply stating there are facts. It's 10:15 when the accident occurred. This car struck that car. Those are undeniable facts. Each witness, one guy standing on one corner sees this, the other sees that.
The
witnesses
are
both telling the truth.
Yeah, so let's bring this back to Manafort. Let's assume that he has gotten his pardon, okay, for and there's no other charges against him, and he says, I don't want to testify.
Yep.
And they come in and say,
you're in contempt of court.
You're in contempt of court. And he's going to say, no, because if I testify, I will be subjecting myself to liability. And this is how it could happen. He was found guilty by a jury of 8 counts. He has maintained his innocence of those eight counts and continues to do so regardless of what they said. If he takes the stand and says, and they say, did this and this and this happen? And he says, no, Gates was lying. I never authorized those transactions. They will come back and say, well, a jury says you're guilty. You're guilty of perjury. And he's going to sit there and say, wait a second. There's nothing about the guilty verdict that 12 people gave that changes my opinion that what I did was not in violation of the law.
Now, here's an interesting, you brought up something interesting, too. I hate to diverge from this. Gates, now when Cohen pled, it was not like Gates. Gates agreed to turn state's evidence and agreed to cooperate. In Cohen's, there's no agreement to cooperate.
That's right.
And what's interesting is Cohen's, and I wish I could read it exactly how it says, but basically Cohen agreed that he was not going to argue. Okay, he agreed to not challenge any sentence between 46 and 63 months. So, you know, because the sentences could be a lot higher than that for I can't remember how many 30 years he could be for what he agreed to plead to.
Interesting on a sentence. Note, and you know, I was kind of digressing here, but so the agreement with the prosecution was 46 to 50. Let's say it's 46 to 56 months.
It was okay. 46 to 63.
So 46 to 63 months is what we call the sentencing range, and what he has agreed to is to say, all right, we're going to go back before the court, and we'll be sentencing. And my lawyer is going to argue for as close to 46 as possible.
Right.
And the DA or the prosecutor is going to argue for as close to 63 months as possible. And if the judge hands down a sentence that is anywhere between that 46 to 63 range, Cohen will take it. All right? We leave open the opportunity to argue to the judge what to decide, but once the judge decides it, as long as it's in that range, there will be no issue on appeal for us for the sentence that is handed down.
Right.
Now, here's the question. What happens in a situation where a judge, after hearing everything, says, I don't think 63 months is enough time. I think that guy needs 105 months. What happens in a situation?
But doesn't a judge have to agree to the plea bargain, though?
Well, here's what happens. And they're commonly advised. I know in every state court they're advised of this. And the judge will look at them and say, if I determine after hearing, because the judge is going to get a report from probation which goes along with the authorization about the plea. And so if the judge gets that and says, you know what, I think 108 months is appropriate and I intend to sentence you to 108 months, guess what Cohen would have the opportunity to do? He would be able to withdraw his guilty plea and they would go back to square one getting this thing ready for trial.
Right.
Because the agreement was only if he's sentenced within that range, and if the judge ultimately feels that that's outside the purview of what is appropriate, then he'd be able to withdraw the guilty plea.
But most of the times the judges are involved.
Most of the times they're involved with it. But there is that caveat. I mean, here's what happens. Somebody comes forward, a victim impact statement, and this would happen in something different like that, but it becomes a lot more egregious than what the DA and the defense led the judge.
And doggone it, the judge doesn't want to be recalled.
That's right.
That's exactly right. So we're going to continue this. We're at the top of the hour. We're going to continue talking about more about the Manafort trial. We're going to talk about the duck boat. We're going to talk a little bit about the Golden State Killer. And we're going to have a final case or no case where Todd might, and I say might, get a couple extra points for Donna's Lemon Bars. The first to 100 points is the famous Donna's Lemon Bars, which is Cal Hunter's beautiful wife, who is like our...
She really is.
The sanctuary to
us. Cal's pal.
Cal's pal.
Cal's pal for life.
We'll be right back after this with Cal, Fred, and Todd. We're Radio Law Talk. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349. 4349.